Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan, and you can visit PenFed.org for details. Got a packed last hour on the show. We got a Throwback Thursday clip of the week. That's coming up around 9:45. Day part two covers college football. We'll join us at 9:20. But joining us right now, our fantasy football insider, Dave Richard from CBS Sports. You can listen to CBS Eye on Fantasy Football Saturday nights right here on 106.7 The Fan, 10 to midnight. Morning, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, I've finally done it. I have finally caught up to Cakes in our big time league. We are tied for first place with Scott Blumstein. Is that his last name?
Yes, the main event winner of the World Series of Poker in 2017. He always scooped a pot of, I believe, $8.4 million last time I checked. That's all.
So he's got a little bit more money than we do.
Yeah, just a tad.
But we are tied with him for first place in our league, and I am trailing you now by 3.5 points in total points scored. So one big game for me, and it doesn't even have to be that big as long as I win.
Who's been carrying you in your rise? Russell Wilson, been hooking Dave. Trust me, I'm looking at Dave's team. I look at Dave's team all the time. I'm kind of semi-obsessed.
He called this shot, too, I believe, right? He said last week he was going to catch you.
That was a couple weeks ago I said it.
Well, Cakes also said a month ago that his team was kind of counterfeit, that they had been winning, but he didn't feel that great about it.
Well, let me just counter with this. I would be running away with the league. Well, Mikey and I would be running away with the league had Deshaun Watson not crumbled to the turf with his knee injury.
Right.
That's a good point.
That needs to be thrown out there.
It's fair, and there's another league I'm in where I was running away with it, and I had Deshaun Watson, and he got hurt, and you know, now my team is fading back to
everybody. So
now I'm at the scramble.
I had Deshaun Watson and Zeke on a team.
Had to do some scrambling, but still, you know, keeping the head above water
at this point. Can I go off board? This is for a friend of mine. I actually asked Cakes. I want to see if you agree with him. He's in a survivor pool, and if you're in a survivor pool this deep, you got a chance at winning a significant pot.
Sure.
And I'm just going to float it your way, Dave. He's got KC, Pittsburgh, New England, and the LA Chargers.
All four of them he's got?
Yes, he has those
pick
four
one
teams.
He can pick one. He can pick any of those.
I would take the Chargers at home against the Buffalo Bills, a depleted defense, and a rookie quarterback making his first start. I think that's a no-brainer.
All right, I like that. I'm going to throw one out from a listener. I said I would lean on Dave's expertise instead of mine. This guy has Martin, Mixon, and Bell. Should he trade McCaffrey and get Stephon Diggs in a non-PPR?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, if you could trade Martin and get the same player, Diggs, in return, that would be great. But I don't think anybody's giving you that much for Doug Martin after four straight disappointing weeks. We do think Doug Martin's got a chance to break out. He's taken on the Dolphins. They've been terrible against the run. Jonathan Stewart, Marshawn Lynch, these guys don't typically have great games. They had monster games against the Dolphins. So it should be Doug Martin's turn this week. But if you can't wait, you got to make the trade now. McCaffrey is up for who you move out. I guess you got to do it because you've got the running backs ready to go. You probably need help at receiver. That's a trade I'd make.
All right, if you have a question for Dave, 800-636-1067. So as I'm moving on in these leagues, I'm actually starting to ask Dave questions myself.
Sure.
I usually leave this for Jason and for Cakes. I have four running backs that are all about the same. I want you to rank them. I've picked up P. Ryan this week. I have Orleans Darkwa. I have Kenyon Drake. And I also have Rex Burkhead. How would you rank those guys?
For this week? Yeah. I think Drake is your best bet. It wouldn't surprise me one bit to see the Dolphins. You know, the Bucs' run defense isn't anything to write home about either. And I wouldn't surprise me one bit to see the Dolphins lean a little bit more on Drake and a little bit less on Damian Williams. as their lead back. Drake's got more explosion, certainly can catch the ball as well as Damian Williams can. He's just not a big-time physical back at the goal line. That hurts him a little bit. But someone who gets maybe 15 carries and has that type of breakaway speed can end up being really good for your fantasy team. So I like him the best. The other three running backs you named kind of worry me as far as Week 11 starts go. Darkwa doesn't have a tough matchup against Kansas City, but I don't think he's in a great position to go and rip off a bunch of runs. Worried that he's not going to get any more than about 12 carries in the game. The Chiefs should put up a lead. Giants can't keep with the run if they're down two scores. And Burkhead is one of my favorite, like, underrated running backs in the National Football League. And his playing time is going up. But in this matchup against Oakland, I think we're still going to see a little bit more of Deion Lewis. I think he's a better option for them as an early downs running back. And we've seen him get plenty of carries over the last three games. So I would put Lewis ahead of Burkhead. I know you don't have Lewis on your team, but Burkhead actually ranks third for me among those running backs.
Then you put P. Ryan in the basement?
Mirai's in the basement. He's got to prove it. And I think the Redskins would agree with me on that. They've given him opportunities earlier this season. He's caught a touchdown in one of the games, and in another game he's helped pace them on the ground. But I think against New Orleans you're going to see Kirk Cousins take to the air again like he did last week against the Vikings.
Dave, I'm perusing your weekly cheat sheet, as everybody should, on CBSSports.com, and you're advocating to sit Jared Goff. I understand he's been on a heater the past few weeks, and I get your rationale, but for somebody like me, and in my instance, I don't have a real backup that I could play. I'm not going to go out and get Blake Bortles just for 1 week. You think Goff will struggle, though, in Minnesota?
Yeah, I think the only guy that I would consider picking up off the waiver wire and starting out of Goff is Jay Cutler. And I really believe that this Dolphins offense, as much as I like Kenyon Drake, most of the work is going to go through Cutler, including throws to the running backs. He's got great receivers. He's been using his tight end more. Tampa Bay's pass rush is no good, so you're going to see Cutler have time to throw. That makes a difference, and I think Cutler can end up having a good game. He's had multiple touchdowns each of his last four, good fantasy point totals in his last two. I think Cutler can come up with some nice numbers again this week against Tampa Bay, and I would trust him over Jared Goff because the matchup for Goff is tough on the road. His Vikings defense plays better at home. I think that we're not going to see the same. He's lived off the big play, right? We've seen Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins make these huge plays for the Rams. It's been against crappy defenses. This isn't one of them. I think the Vikings are going to put a muzzle on Goff.
Who do you like better this week, Diggs or Juju Smith-Schuster?
It's a close call because I like them both a lot, but I think the matchup is a little bit better for Smith-Schuster against Tennessee. I don't think the Titans have any great studly corners. I think that the Rams have actually done a nice job scheming it up, and their pass rush is a lot better than the Titans. And Smith-Schuster's been getting the work, and I think he's been part of the reason. Well, first of all, he's been part of the reason why Antonio Brown hasn't been putting up amazing numbers. But he's been part of the reason why Roethlisberger has. And I think tonight against the Titans, you're going to see Smith-Schuster continue to play a sizable role for them.
Dave, quickly before we go to the phones, this is for a Junks listener in Ohio. His wide receivers are gross, and I agree. PPR league, Doxon, Fuller with a banged up rib, or take a flyer on Mac Hollins?
Oh. Yeah, Mac Hollins isn't the best you can do off the waiver wire at wide receiver. So I think from those three, you've got to go with Doxon. See if you can get Corey Coleman off your waiver wire. He's expected back this week for the Browns. Him and Danny Woodhead, they're available in a ton of leagues. They've been on IR for the longest time. They're expected to play this week. They're decent options to at least stash, if not cash in on. And a couple of other receivers that I've got a funny feeling about, Brandon Coleman against the Redskins for the Saints. Coleman is someone who's interesting to me. Kenny Stills catches a lot of passes. I think he'd be pretty good. And Bruce Ellington of the Texans, the coaches are talking him up. They say they need to get him more involved. He's probably going to see more playing time with Will Fuller sideline this week. So in a PPR league, that actually might be the best bet of them all.
All right, let's bang out these calls here, Dave. We see a bunch of people. They're on hold. They want to talk to you.
They're desperate. You can tell.
Always, always led by Jacques from Bristow. Hey, Jacques, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call. My fantasy Sherpa, he's hooked me up with some good W's, so thanks for the advice. But in a PPR, I'm trying to figure out the better flex option. I've got a bunch of guys. Jerick McKinnon is one of them, but he's been kind of boom or bust lately. I could put Sanu or Corey Davis or Orleans Darkwa or Doug Martin, who you talked about earlier. Who's the better PPR start this week?
it's such a tough call because I like a lot of those guys. Sanu has a great track record against the Seahawks. Believe it or not, these two teams have played twice in the last 16 months, and both times Sanu has caught at least four passes for 40 yards and a touchdown in both games. And you know that Seattle secondary is banged up right now. There's a lot to like about that matchup for him. And so I'm going to go with him. I think he's the best guy in the PPR league. I think he's the safest. Maybe has a shot at getting his 17 or 18 fantasy points. Real close call between him and McKinnon. Martin would be third because he doesn't catch enough passes. And the Rams' run defense is a little tough, so that could mean another kind of bust week for McKinnon. So Sanu would be my choice of your group.
All right, Jock. Sweet. Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
All right, let's go to Rich and Olney. Hey, Rich. I'm with Dave Richard.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
So I need two out of four. I got Robert Woods, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, and Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh, this is easy. You're going to go with Mike Evans, as you should every week. And even though Ryan Fitzpatrick is under center, I think that's good for him. I think the targets will be flowing. And that Dolphins secondary just is not great. It's the pass rush you've got to worry about when you're talking about the Tampa Bay passing game. And Amari Cooper and pretty much every Raider should be a good play this week against the Patriots. Should be a fun, high-scoring game. They're playing down in Mexico. I would expect the defenses to be gassed pretty early in this one and both offenses to thrive. Cooper is one of my favorite wide receivers to start this week.
All right, let's go.
Sweet,
to,
thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Pat, Mechanicsville. Pat, what's up?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
What's up,
Pat? I need two out of three. I need either Juju Schuster, Julio Jones, or DeAndre Hopkins.
Can you believe that you're thinking about sitting Julio Jones? Did you ever think when this season started that Julio Jones would be a consideration to sit? I wouldn't believe it, but I would still go with him and Hopkins. Smith Schuster's been good, but I can't risk missing out on the upside of Jones and Hopkins. I think the matchups are tough for them, but it doesn't really matter because they're so good and they get so many targets. I would trust them both. They're studs for a reason.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's go. Yeah,
I don't have a convincing argument to tell you to sit Julio Jones.
Right.
It's the only thing. And same thing with Hopkins. They both still get so much work and they do so much for their offenses. That you know their offenses don't care about the matchups for them, so you shouldn't either.
Dave and listeners, time for the speed round. You got to make it quick. One question only, no trade questions, no pleasantries, no dumb questions, no rationale from Dave unless he wants to give it.
All right, Jamie, speed round.
Those
go.
Are the rules.
PPR running back, Jay Ajayi, Lamar Miller.
Ajayi.
Let's go to Johnny in Arlington. Johnny, speed round, go.
Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, baby. Who that? Who that? Who that?
I wish you could start them both, but if you have to pick one, I'd go with the one who's more likely to score, and that's Ingram.
Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, go.
Half point PPR. Drop Damian Williams for Tarchandrick West. I own Kareem Hunt.
If you're headed to the playoffs, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Let's go to Kevin, Fairfax. Kevin, speed round, go.
Point per carry, Melvin Gordon, McKinnon, Alex Collins, or Isaiah Crowell.
Interesting.
Two of them.
Gordon. Gordon and McKinnon.
Isaiah Crowell stinks.
It's good.
Well, he hasn't the last couple of weeks.
He's
that's
had an uptick.
Thing.
That's true. But he still stinks.
Yeah, but I wonder how much of that has to do with the opponents that he's had. And I wonder, I almost think it's been a little fluky for him. It's been, he hasn't been playing like his normal self. It's impressive, but I'm not ready to say that he's a must-start by any stretch.
Steve in Ashburn, speed round, go.
Ryan or Stafford?
I'm going to go with Ryan against the Seahawks. Depleted secondary.
Sam, speed round, go.
Non-PPR flex, Alfred Morris, Orleans Darkwa, or Marvin Jones?
I will go with Jones there.
Jeremy, go.
Cousins or Carr?
Carr.
And let's go to Scott. Scott.
Philadelphia backfield, Ajayi or Blount?
Ajayi. And that's for the rest of the season, not just this week.
Well, let me get one in before DePompa. If you have a flex, would you go Diggs or Burkhead?
Diggs.
All right, I see no John DePompa, no Zing this week.
Dave, it tilts me a little bit that Joe Catta in our league starts both Ingram and Kamara every week,
yeah,
and he's on a mega heater.
I saw that.
It kills me.
I mean, yeah, he's going to be tough to take down, just like he was in the WSOP a few years back.
I know, I'm well aware. Big poker
selling. It's going to be a fun finish in that league, Cakes. We're going to have a good time.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it as always, buddy.
How high are the stakes? $300 buy-in.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty high.
So how many teams?
12? 10, 12.
Is it cost per transaction?
Nope. Transactions are free. It's just the way I like it.
So
perfect.
That's, what is that, $3,600?
So you're going to get about $1,500, $1,600 if you win it all.
Centine. But I got to chop it because I have a co-owner.
Gotcha.
That's if we win. That's a big giant.
Well, you only get $1,700? There's $3,600.
Second and third place.
They get a third place,
too. Other donks get paid.
Gotcha. I like a winner take all. That'd be silly.
Ooh. If I'm third, though, I'd like to get a little bit of scratch.
No weekly pots?
Like a little bit. No weekly pots.
That stinks.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I'm not the commissioner. Don't blame me.
If you have a question for Dave Richard, you can always tweet him directly at Dave Richard. He's the best. And listen to him Saturday nights right here on 106.7 The Fan from 10 to midnight. I listened to a little bit as I was driving around the other night. You want to talk about speed? It's basically a two-hour speed
all
round.
He does is give
it's
you
a two-hour speed
All he does
round.
Is give you great fantasy football advice all the time.
All right, we're going to talk some college football next, right? After that, can we play another edition of Pyre Poo? Can we do that since we have this song here from the EP?
Artist? Can you give us an artist or no? You surprise us.
I don't really want to say.
Genre?
A genre you'll like.
Seist?
Okay, it's an artist who's replacing someone who's no longer with us in a band.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah. But we
got to
decide.
Exactly who you're talking about.
We got to decide if it's Pie or Poo.
Okay.
But we'll do that after we talk to Dave Bartu, the founder of College Football Matrix. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.